spinner's words droning in my ears. Good spinners get good husbands. Well, who cares about a husband? And as far as spinners, it's not like there's any shortage or anything of them. But there I was, face to face, eye to eye, oh, with a purple hair streak butterfly. Oh, I mean, one of the rarest in all of Ireland. In fact, the world's best lepidopterist. Just a fancy word for somebody like me that studies butterflies, would have been so impressed. Oh, and I couldn't believe it. There was my mother calling out about spinning lessons. And sure enough, there went the purple hair-streaked butterfly. His sleek, slender, black body, with the most gorgeous tuft of purple. And it goes from its head right down to the very tip of his wings. Oh, I had had it. That was it. When we got back to the house, boy, did my mother and I have a blowout fight. In fact, it was so loud and so bad that the king was passing by. He stopped his chariot. He got out and he walked right into our house without even knocking. Nothing prepared my mother and I for this. We froze. Oh, but then things went from bad to unbelievable. For my mother went into meltdown. And when she melted down, why, she kept talking and talking and talking. Why, the next thing I knew, my bags were packed and I was off to the palace to meet my future in-laws. Oh. Well, when we got to the palace, I met the prince, and oh, oh, his eyes, oh, they were like the blue, so blue, like the spots, those gorgeous turquoise spots on a tortoise shell butterfly. Oh, they were absolutely dreamy and enchanting all at the same time. Well, then I met his mother, the queen, and she kind of sat there and looked at me. I mean, being a common girl and all. Huh. Well, then the king, he started talking and told her everything that my mother said. Why, he believed my mother about what an industrious spinner I was and how many skeins and skeins of yarn I spun every day. And that the whole fight, because he had to tell her about that too, was that my mother was trying to stop me from spinning because I needed a break. Oh, my goodness, I couldn't believe it. But then the worst part of it was that the next morning, the queen whisked me down the hall and stuck me in a room with a spinning wheel and all this flax that had to be spun. By morning, with that, she closed the door and she locked it. And she went down the hall. Well, the next morning she walked in and, well, needless to say, it wasn't done. And, well, she didn't need to say this, but she did it anyway. She looked down her royal nose at me, said, "I see that nothing's done here. And there could only be two reasons for this. One is that you are lazy and disobeying me. Or two, that your mother lied. But I don't care, for in either case, if this flax is not spun by morning, your head will surely roll." And with that, she closed and locked the door. Oh, tears welled up in my eyes. If only I had paid attention and listened to my mother. But I didn't remember one single thing. And with that, I walked over to the window. Oh, and there was a gatekeeper butterfly. Oh, gatekeeper butterfly, this is the last day I will see you or your friends. For in the morning, my head will surely roll. But then I looked down, and right next to that window was a magnificent tree with a long branch. And up the trunk of that tree came the strangest looking creature. And walked across that branch right into the room. Why, her foot was as long as she was tall. And in she came. And I told her my story. "Ah," she said, "if you promise to invite me to your wedding, I will help you." "Why, of course, anything!" And with that, the next morning, when the sun arose, the queen walked in. Why, this was the finest thread she had seen in all the land. But much to my horror, she went down the hallway and she returned with her very own personal mahogany loom and put it in the room with the instructions to weave the thread into material by morning, or my head would surely roll. And with that, she closed and locked the door. Oh, if only I had listened to my mother, but I couldn't remember how to do anything. Tears welling up in my eyes, I walked over to the window. Oh, there was painted Lady Butterfly. Oh, painted Lady Butterfly. This is the last day I will see you or your friends, for in the morning my head will surely roll. And then I looked down, and up the trunk of that tree came the strangest looking lady. She came up that trunk and she came across the branch right into my room. And why, her middle was as wide as she is tall. In she came. I told her my story. "Ah," she said, "I will help you if you promise to invite me to your wedding." "Why, of course, anything." And with that, when the sun arose, the queen entered the room. Why, this was the most magnificent material she had seen in all the land. And it wasn't long before she returned with the scissors, a needle, and a thread. Oh, with the instructions to make the material into garments by morning. With that, she closed and locked the door and left. Tears welled up in my eyes, for I couldn't even remember how to thread a needle. Oh, that was it. And I went to the window, and there was Small Blue Butterfly. "Oh, Small Blue, this is the last day I will see you or your friends, for in the morning my head shall surely roll." And as I looked down, why, the strangest creature came up that tree trunk, across that branch, and in to my room. Why, her nose was as long as she was wide, and in she came. "Ah," she said when I told her my story, "if you promise to invite me to your wedding, I will help you." "Huh, why, of course, anything." And in the morning, when the sun arose, the queen entered. Oh, why, this was the finest garment she had seen in all the land. Oh, what an industrious wife to be for her son, the prince. Why, she set the wedding for the very next day. And what a celebration it was. And there we were all seated in the banquet hall. And a footman came over to our table. He said, "Excuse me, an auntie of the bride is asking for admittance." Oh my. She was embarrassed. She thought about it, but she was true to her word. And she said yes. And across the banquet hall came the strangest looking creature anyone had ever seen. Why, her foot was as long as she was tall. And across the banquet hall she went. And she sat down right next to the queen. The queen gasped. She looked again. And when she couldn't take it any longer, she said, "Why is your foot as long as you are tall?" "Well, it's like this. It's all those years sitting at the spinning wheel, moving that pedal up and down. My foot just got longer and longer." Why, the prince saw this and he jumped up. Huh, he said, "Why, my wife, she now shall not spend not one day, not one hour at a spinning wheel." And it wasn't long after that before the footman again came to the table asking permission for another of the bride's auntie to come in. Well, again, I hesitated and thought for just a moment, but true to my word, I said yes. And across that banquet hall came the strangest looking creature anyone had ever seen. Why, her middle was as wide as she was tall. And in she came, and she sat down right next to the queen. Ooh. The queen looked. She looked again. And when she couldn't take it anymore, she asked, "Why is your middle as wide as you are tall?" Oh, dearie. You know, it's from all those years of sitting and weaving at the loom, back and forth, back and forth. My middle just got wider and wider. Huh. The prince, seeing this, jumped up and said, "Why, my wife, she not shall not spend not one day, not even an hour, at a loom." And it wasn't long after that before the footman again returned to the table, asking permission for the bride's third auntie to come in. Well, true to my word, I said yes. And it wasn't long before the strangest looking creature walked across the banquet hall. Why, her nose was as long as she was wide. And across she went. And she sat down right next to the queen. The queen looked. She looked again. And when she couldn't take it anymore, she said, "Why is your nose as long as you are wide?" "Oh, that's easy. All those years of bending over material with a needle and a thread, a stitch at a time. Why, the blood ran down through my nose and it got longer and longer." The prince saw that and he jumped up and said, "Why, my wife shall not be seen with a needle, thread, or scissors in her hand." Well, as it turned out, the prince himself was pretty handy at woodworking and carpentry. And he was really impressed about my desire and my skills as a budding lepidopterist. And there was a time when you could look through every single window of the castle and see the most beautifully carved butterfly houses. Well, you know, my mother was right. Good spinners do get good husbands. But you know, a little butterfly magic made for a much longer lived, happily ever after ending.